What up, nerds? Welcome to another edition of Log In. If you're in the Omaha area, Council Bluffs, Millard, Ralston, Papillion, Bellevue.
A sensible distance.
Yeah, in the metro area of Omaha, and you need a mobile mechanic because your car ain't going to make it to the shop.
It's winter time.
Yeah, and it's winter time. Go to Facebook, look up Chaz Thacker, C-H-A-S-T-H-A-C-K-E-R. Dope-ass mechanic will come to you. All you got to do is provide the parts, and he'll provide the labor, and you'll get out way cheaper than you would be taking it to a shop.
And that's crucial out here because our winters are next level.
It is.
I don't know how many water pumps go out.
It is crucial. Like, my heater core went out, and I had to call him. I was like, yeah, come fix this. No, my blower motor. Sorry. My blower motor. I was like, holy fuck, it's cold. So I had to go buy one of those little plug-in to the cigarette lighters, defrosters to put up on my fucking thing to keep my shit up. But, yeah, if you're in the metro area, Chaz Thacker, C-H-A-S-T-H-A-C-K-E-R.
We're going to fix this social media presence for y'all, too. We're making it more accessible.
Yeah. Get y'all vehicles fixed. And he does everything but interior and bodywork. Like, any mechanical shit. Oh. Yeah. Like, so. But, that being said, it's your boy Tristan, a.k.a. the Lord on High. Across from me today is
Braden, the Lord Braden.
Yeah.
Lord Raiden.
I hate how good your name goes with Lord. Like, it's fucking irritating me. Like,
oh, dude. So
I want to punch your mom in the back of her knee.
My friend.
Damn you, woman. You gave him such a good name for this.
My friend hates that I'm a Lord.
And, they hate it. Everybody hates it once they know.
Her boyfriend calls me like, hey, first of all, that's Lord Braden. You are respected. I'm like, thank you, my God. Well, his birthday just passed, and I bought him a fucking lordship. I was like, and she's Scottish.
Nice.
So I was like, he is your lord, Scotswoman. Like,
you shall kneel.
Dude, I swear to God. I was like, bruh, you can put this on your credit card. You can put it on your driver's license. He's like, I can do that. I'm like, you can do that.
Yep.
He's like, oh, I'm about to be ignorant. I'm like, please be ignorant.
My license expires next year. I think I'm about to fucking, like, yeah, just go ahead and put Lord. Just Lord.
I'm just going to be that guy. Yeah. I'm going to get my passport set up because I'm also going to go to the TSA thing and get my pre-check because when I do go on trips, that's going to be my shit. But, man, like.
Like, my oldest daughter, she's a dipshit for the most part, but what she does do is once I told her that I'm a lord and she goes, no, you're not. And I showed her the paperwork. I was like, yeah, I am. I am a landowning male of Scotland. Lord.
Yeah.
And she, like, I told her to do something. She goes, yes, my lord. And my other two daughters looked at her like, don't fucking entertain him. Like, you see that? You take her fucking lead.
This is a rare W for her.
Yeah. I will smite ye.
Anyway, this episode is about this atrocious fucking list.
Jesus fucking Christ.
First of all, what website is that shit on?
Hollywood fucking Reporter.
Okay. Oh, now it makes more sense. Who wrote it?
You know what? I don't know. Let me see.
I want to call them out by name.
I can tell you that it's probably one of the shittiest goddamn lists.
That's some comic book resources.
Okay. So it was by John DeFore, Leslie Felperin, and Jordan Mintzer.
So it was three people who just decided to eat an L sandwich. Like, this list is terrible. We're going to just talk about the top 10.
We're just going to go through the top 10 real quick.
It's going to have you scratching your fucking heads.
Okay. Number 10, Doctor Strange, 2016. Good movie.
No, it was a good movie.
Good movie, but it is not top 10.
All the Marvel content that is out there on a movie basis, just the movies.
And keep in mind, they're not, yeah, like you said, just movies. No TV shows, no Black Panther 2 because this was done before it came out. So, Doctor Strange, number 10.
Wasn't it? I like Dormammu.
Yeah, I do too. And it was solid. It was a trippy adventure. But when you realize that what they placed these movies over, you're like, fuck no. So number 9, the original X-Men from 2000.
The second one was better. That first one was trash.
This is what they said in describing X-Men. Sorry, Blade, but this 2000 Bryan Singer film deserves credit for pulling the superhero movie out of his dumb DC sequel doldrums and initiating its current reign. Fuck you.
First of all, I love X-Men as the comics go. As far as the comics go, I love the X-Men. It's one of my favorite Marvel series out of all of Marvel. But their movies suck. And if you're going to talk about the X-Men movies, the OG X-Men movies, the second one was better than the first one.
And because you said that, that's number 8. Right? Which...
How did both these make in the top 10, though?
Exactly. Exactly. The second installment deepened its social metaphors, having done plenty of exposition in the first chapter, dug into its core character personalities while introducing intriguing new ones. Wolverine comes into his own with Hugh Jackman's charismatic performance, explaining to uninitiated viewers what devotees always saw in the character.
You mean simps?
Yeah.
Because that's all Wolverine was in that movie. It was a simp for Jean Grey.
Fucking... Yeah.
If anything, it showed that it took two alliances to really slow down Jean Grey.
Yep. Also, in that movie, it makes no fucking sense because that's when... That's the one where Jean is first, holding off the water and shit, right?
Because she's like, here's where my power surpasses yours, Magneto. I don't need metal. And just fucking just...
Yeah.
Fuck shit up.
And that's just like, ugh.
But... That's where we got the most iconic line now, in Marvel history. It's with the Juggernaut when he was chasing after Cat.
Okay. I'm the Juggernaut, okay. Bitch.
Yeah, swear to God, it started off like a whole fucking YouTube sensation at that point. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Which, yeah, there's like, I like that movie.
Me too.
Way better than the first one, but neither one of them fucking top 20, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Number 7 is what fucked me up. And I like this movie. Let me just say that every movie in the top 10 I actually enjoy. But they put Captain Marvel at number 7.
It is a better one out of the ones listed so far.
Yes.
But none of them are in the top 10.
It's not better than Doctor Strange, though. I'd put Doctor Strange over Captain Marvel, me personally.
I think I like Captain Marvel more. That's just me. Yeah, that's just me.
Number 6. The old Spider-Man from 2002. The first one with Tobey Maguire.
The first one? Okay, I can. That's when we found out that J.K. Simmons was that dude.
Yeah. Perfect J. Jonah Jameson.
He's that dude.
You know what I mean? So I can understand because of what it did for the comic book industry. Film industry and everything, and it made a shit ton of money.
For the time that it came out, it did its fucking thing.
Right, so I can understand them putting that in the top 10. I personally wouldn't, but I can understand they would.
Because while Blade was the first Marvel movie, Spider-Man catapulted Marvel to pretty much where it is right now.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I can see that point. Now, number 5. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
It is my favorite Captain America.
It's because you could take the superheroes out of it and it's still a very good spy thriller movie. Yep. Like, just put Brad Pitt and whoever the fuck else you want to play the characters, take all the way superhero away, and it's still a fucking good movie. So, I'm okay with that being number 5.
I'm okay with it being in the top 10.
Yeah, me too. But I'm okay with it being top 5. Cast my guy.
It's just... That is America's ass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Now, if we're being honest, this is the one that really set off the MCU, obviously. Iron Man, number 4 from 08. Phenomenal origin story. Mm-hmm. Like, probably the best one that Marvel has done so far, in my personal opinion.
It's up there, yeah. I like how they did it. Because Tony saw real time how much of a detriment he was.
Yeah.
Pretty much, he was what Elon is right now.
God, nope, I'm going to let that go because that was about to be a whole tangent. But yeah. Yeah. So, Iron Man, number 4. I get it.
I do get it. I get it.
Now, here's where, like, for its cultural significance, I understand and everything, but Black Panther number 3.
I wouldn't have it number 3.
Me neither. I wouldn't even put it in my top 10 if I'm being honest with you.
I'd put it in my top 3 for best aesthetics.
Oh, visually? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That shit.
Fuck yeah.
Was amazingly, like, it was some James Cameron type color schemes type shit going on. Fucking loved it.
They say, this is what the synopsis is. Afrofuturism hit the multiplex in the MCU outing that didn't just boast a not like the other factors of Deadpool or Guardians of the Galaxy, but actually more than any Marvel sourced pick since the original X-Men.
Maybe because there's no fucking correlation between those two. Like the fuck? Jesus, baby Christ, what the hell?
And like, it also created a world of its own, Wakanda, for more dazzling and myth-rich than Thor's thinly imagined Asgard. And Ryan Coogler did something too few of his predecessors even attempted by putting a personal stamp on the corporate property he was hired to envision. Which, yep, all right, cool. I concede those points, but even still, as an overall movie, and I love Black Panther. It was good. It was real good. But it ain't top 3.
No, it's not.
Because if y'all, if anybody who's listening, when they hear this, they're going to be like, well, what about, we're getting to it. Number 2, all-time Marvel movie, according to The Hollywood Reporter and those three dipshits, Spider-Man 2 from 04, the one with Doc Ock.
That was an amazing.
Fucking loved that movie. Yeah. Up until Into the Spider-Verse was my favorite Spider-Man movie. Fucking nailed it. On every level did they nail it.
Yep.
But is it...
He was the villain, too. Because it was such a tie... Like, it's pretty much... If you played the Spider-Man video game, it was like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're my mentor. I looked up to you. Why'd you become my... Why'd you become a villain? Why'd you make me fight you type shit? Like, it was a whole thing. And... I respect that type of tie-in.
Now, is it the number 2 best Marvel MCU movie ever?
No.
I could see it being top 10. I might even put it in my top 10 if I actually...
It's in my top 3 for Spider-Man movies.
Oh, 100%. All the Spider-Mans. 100%. It's No Way Home, fucking Into the Spider-Verse, and this one are my top 3.
That fucking order. That's the only order it could be in. Like, y'all can fight me on that. That's the only order it could be in.
Yeah. So that's number 2. And then... number 1. The Avengers.
The first one?
Yeah, 2012.
Read the fucking synopsis. There has to be one.
So... Single hero pictures offer one kind of thrill, but Joss Whedon's rollicking, bantery ensemble movie delivered something bigger, and they put that in italics to make you know how big that it actually was. A giddy group dynamic one might imagine to be impossible for teammates who fly separately through the chaos battling the forces of destruction. It captured the energy of a classic team comic while doing right by the diverse individual plot lines that the team contained.
Only thing they got right in that whole diatribe of bullshit is how they were all solo heroes with their own egos and shit, right, having to work together. That's where it starts and stops with that whole thing, but it is not number one. Sorry.
Don't get it twisted. I love the Avengers because that was like a childhood dream come true for me.
We all wanted to see that right. Shit.
Now, to the active listeners who were paying attention, here's just a few of the movies we didn't fucking name in the top 10. Infinity War.
Yeah.
Endgame.
Those two were not in the top 10. Let that sink the fuck in.
They're in the 30s. They didn't even put them top fucking 20. I don't give a fuck what world you live in. Captain Marvel better than Endgame?
Yeah, no,
eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, that's a atrocity.
The original Spider-Man better than Endgame? Fuck all the way off.
Like we said, not even Into the Spider-Verse is in the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's No Way Home?
It's goddamn ridiculous, is what it is, quite frankly. It's disrespectful. Where did they put Endgame? Let me go to
this. Is where you're allowed to gatekeep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is... They put
both OG X-Men movies in the top fucking 10.
Right.
No Blade. The no...
Check this. Black Widow's number 39. Blade is 52, I think it was.
Yeah, this is in the 50s.
Fuck you. Blade 2, number 38. X-Men First Class, which is better than the fucking original X-Men. Avengers Endgame is number 36. It barely made the top 40.
And they had three people compile this list and be like, yeah, publish.
You know what I mean? Like,
and then it went to the editor. The editor was like, fucking send it. Like, this shit slaps.
And then the editor-in-chief was like, you guys fucking nailed it. Right. Publish. Like,
shit.
Fucking Endgame. The highest grossing movie of all fucking time. Which, typically, I'm on the argument of numbers don't mean popularity doesn't equal greatness. But in this fucking aspect, this culminated everything that we had seen prior in such a fucking dope way. Just like,
I won't even pee on these people to put a mountain just, on fire. Like, just, what the fuck happened just here?
Baffling.
I wonder if they made a fucking DC list.
God damn. Like, Spider-Man Homecoming is better than the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
It is.
And they put that at 33.
It's because he didn't get MTV or the VMA Awards Best Kiss.
Best Kiss? I mean, that is a pretty dubious honor. Like, Shang-Chi's too low.
Dude, way
or
too
Shang-Chi,
low.
Or Shang-Chi, excuse me.
Yeah, that's way too fucking low. It's a really good one. By the way, they just released that second one's on its way.
Yeah, Wreckage of Time.
Yep.
So, that's about to be dope. Like, The Wolverine. That is
aesthetically, Shang-Chi had some of the dopest choreography in terms of fighting. Like, because they didn't have to go back into his training upbringing and shit like that. He was just a dude living in a fucking loft.
Here's another one that got left off the top 10. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm so frustrated with this list. Like, I'm almost at a loss for words.
I mean,
in all the words I do want to say, like, we get you canceled in today's culture.
Yeah.
Like, you
definitely get you deplatformed.
And the words
sure.
are Red Foreman, dumbass.
Right.
They like, put...
We can make a better top 10 list.
100%.
I can make a top 20 better.
Yeah. I could do it just off the top of my head. Like, just, I wouldn't even have to put a lot of thought into it. Spider-Man No Way Home didn't even crack the top 20.
No, like, how? I have real deal concerns as to, like, their thought process. Like, how do they...
I wish we were a bigger platform so we can bring them to the front of the congregation and be like, explain yourself.
Not only did Spider-Man reaffirm what I've always personally believed, that Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man, Tom Holland is the best Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. But Andrew Garfield is the better Spider-Man.
Yeah, he... Mannerisms, attitude...
Shit-talking.
Yep,
it's
all there.
Yep. He was
That's
just,
why I think Deadpool should be in his fucking universe, because they can play off each other really fucking well.
Yep. And he just... Andrew Garfield got saddled with shitty scripts.
Yep.
That's what it was.
In Fox.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for real. Because for some reason, everybody in that universe was supposed to just ignore the fact that Peter just caught a football without looking at it and just chucked it at a goalpost and bent it.
Yeah.
Yep. Typical high school teenage shit.
Right.
Fuck out of here. What?
Yeah. No, I just... It's a whole deal, and I think... That's a missed opportunity. They don't do nothing with it.
And if we're going to put a Doctor Strange movie into the goddamn top 10, it would be Multiverse of Madness, not the original one.
Yep.
Didn't even crack the top 20.
Which is a crime in itself.
Because Multiverse of Madness was dope.
It was.
Dope as fuck. Just.
I'm just mad that this all this shit cleared.
Deadpool didn't crack the top 20. Deadpool 2 did. Guardians, Cap. But Blade in the 50s, dude, that is just like some of the most disrespectful shit.
Yeah.
Like that movie, again, that's, you take the superhero out of it, it's just a dope ass vampire hunting movie.
I like that they put Big Hero 6 in at least the top 20.
Yeah, it's Japanese because, Avengers.
Yeah, because they live in San Francisco.
Yeah, fucking dope. Big Hero, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put Age of Ultron in the top 20 and not Endgame or Infinity War. What? Yeah. The actual...
I like Age of Ultron.
I do too.
Better than the Avengers.
You know what? There's an argument to be made. Because I like that... Because in Age of Ultron, that's when Hawkeye actually becomes the shit-talking Hawkeye that he's supposed to be.
You know, I think it blended a lot better together. People understand their roles in their group. Because the first one was pretty much a pissing match.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, I liked it because Thor was still, like, ignorant Thor. Like, my fucking God. You guys are just mere mortals.
Yeah. Someone just close this list out because it's pissing me off.
Yeah, but, like...
But, like...
5 minutes. Air out your grievances.
But, like, bruh, the first X-Men and X2 in the top 10?
Not even put The Last Stand in that bitch.
What? No.
I like Dark Phoenix better than the fucking first one. The first X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sophie Turner did her fucking thing.
And again.
Though she got a lot of backlash. But I was like, I don't know why. It's an X movie. Like, they typically can't do it anyway. But from what they did, making her younger and then her fighting the Phoenix Force and it becoming, like, a real thing. Like, I think they did as well as they could with the people that broke the script.
But again, Fox.
Yeah.
If
Kevin Feige had his hands on it, I'm pretty sure Sophie Turner would come back and do that role again.
Yep.
She's Game of Thrones, so I mean.
she made a good Jean Grey.
She did.
Like, from an aesthetic standpoint, she's
got acting chops, for sure.
All you gotta do is just watch Sansa's evolution throughout Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
She went from this bitch the first three seasons. Yeah, this fucking punk ass naive. Everything's peaches and creams. And then
she became a fucking boss.
And then Littlefinger inadvertently just turned her into a fucking beast.
Yeah, he made her better than he is at his own fucking game.
Yep, Littlefinger and what's the fucking sadistic fuckface with the dogs?
Oh, Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah. That's when I knew Sansa, when she did what she did to Ramsay with the dog, I was like, there it is.
Yep.
That's the bitch we needed to see.
It was all the Stark women that handled business.
Yeah. And when Littlefinger tried to play Arya and Sansa, and like.
Yeah, he tried to pit them against each other. That's the dumbest thing you could have done.
With the letter and shit. It was like, motherfucker, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stark over everything. What right. They was doing. Fucking. But that list, dude.
It's a crime.
I mean, like, granted, I never took the Hollywood Reporter serious.
And you shouldn't, especially at this list. That's the clearest. It's like taking comic book resources at their word when they write shit. Like, oh, these are the best. Because they do the same thing with comics. Like, oh, we rank the most powerful superheroes in DC or some shit like that. And you're like, what the fuck? here's some honorable mentions. I know you guys are expecting the boy in blue, but he doesn't make the list type shit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like, how? Who the fuck did...
Dude.
If it ain't the Spectre, Dr. Manhattan, or some entities like that that aren't above him, then fuck right off.
They were on the list, but, like, he's not even in the top 10. Like... Because they don't do pre-post-crisis nothing. They just blend the strongest Superman they can think of, and it's just Superman. Like.
Well, then they're really fucked up.
That's what I was saying.
Like.
They did the same thing with Marvel and anime. Like, the strongest anime villains in anime history or some shit like that. And they're all the mainstream anime guys. I'm like, dude, these are just the main villains in these universes. They're not the most powerful anime people, and let me tell you why. I've tagged them so many times on Twitter. I was like, you guys need to hire better. Like, just hire better or give them a stipend to buy more.
Unless they're doing it on purpose just to make people like us have these conversations.
Maybe, but I mean.
Which, I can kind of believe, but at the same time, I'm like, nah, I feel like y'all really mean this.
Like, you can at least give them a stipend. Like, all right, here's $100. Go buy a month's worth of fucking comics and mangas and read up on this shit and then write me a series review so we can get these people into this type of media. And then when you do enough, you can make your fucking list and actually have a good argument, not, oh, well, they were going to enslave the whole world, so that makes them a world threat. Like, oh, they're the strong, they're planetary tier or some shit like that. Like, no. Anybody can be a world threat. It doesn't make them planet tier. So it's just, oh.
Yeah. I could have the launch codes for nuclears. I'm a world threat, but I'm not planet tier.
Right. So it was just a whole deal. I'm going to find some of these lists because I, like I said, I tagged them on Twitter. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, find those lists, dude, because that's more shit we can talk about. Because
absolutely.
This shit, Hollywood Reporter, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself.
And all three of you fuckers that wrote it. And then everybody that cleared it.
Yeah.
Just all y'all need to come to the congregation. The
editor-in-chief needs to be fired.
Hop on this Zoom call and explain yourself.
Just, what the fuck? Like, again, I can understand you putting Avengers at number one because of the impact it had on the world building and all that shit coming together.
Ranking. That's a nostalgia ranking of how they felt about different movies. Like, oh, this impacted me subjectively. Like, all right, your feelings, fine. But, like, in terms of impact, wrong. Fucking wrong. Both X-Men did not impact the fucking movie universe or anybody, for that matter, to the effect that it should be ranked 8 and 9.
One of those synopses was, it showed Hollywood that comic book movies can make money. No, that's what Blade did.
It sure did.
That's literally what saved Marvel from bankruptcy. Is Blade.
Yeah.
Making hundreds of millions of dollars at the fucking box office.
Low budget fucking
and
movie.
Yeah, that was just a throwout, like, fuck it, let's see what happens. Wesley Snipes is kind of washed up.
Movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, martial arts movies are bumping right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make a fucking vampire hunter and we have a black lead. Wesley Snipes is a renowned martial artist. Let's put him at the forefront. Yep. Which RIP to the Blade movie that was supposed to come out. But is it?
The Mahershala Ali one?
Yep.
They actually canceled it?
Yes.
Fuck out of here, for real?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because he...
I know he was beefing with the fucking writers or some shit.
Because there was hardly any action. It was nothing close to what Blade is or what the story is even about.
But are you just trying to do a setup movie with it?
As far as I know, they're not doing anything with it. Pretty much like Batgirl.
Damn shame. I was really excited for him as Blade.
So was I. Him as Cottonmouth? Like, I had high hopes.
Yeah.
I was like, he could do it.
I was just a little salty when he, as Cottonmouth, bit the fucking big one in that show. I'm like, God damn it, dude. That's a fucking dope-ass villain.
I mean, all those villains, fucking Fisk and Cottonmouth. There's a lot of good villains in those little shows.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this list... Shit.
there's no way to fucking phrase it than it is complete.
When I put this up on the Facebook group, go ahead and comment that list under that post and then have people just take that whole list in.
Yeah.
We can even put it in the fucking Discord. I'll link the episode into the Discord too.
Yeah, because, dude, I'm just like... How it was brought to my attention was a dude on TikTok talking about it. He was like, have y'all seen this Hollywood Reporter fucking list? And then he was just talking. He was like, what the fuck? I'm looking at this. I'm like, nah, that's not real. Go look at it. I'm like, these sons of bitches.
Get like, the whole chest.
And they started off good with the 70s and shit. They put the shitty Captain America movie from 1990. Howard the Duck, even though as a kid I fucking loved it. But I can look at it through adult lenses. I'm like, yeah, that movie's terrible. Y'all somehow made Leah Thompson fall in love with a duck. Like, what? Huh? Like, see duck titties in it at the beginning with that lady duck in the bathtub. Yeah, it's a whole fucking thing. But, and then Blade in the 50s will forever upset me. Like,
yeah.
Because of how it saved an entire fucking company, it deserves top 10.
Yeah.
plus the fact that it's a fucking dope-ass movie.
Yeah, the concept alone. I think vampire movies, just like zombie movies, will always fucking sell.
Yeah, and they did what the MCU is known for now. They injected humor in it because Frost's right-hand man was fucking hilarious through that whole damn movie. And even when he gets his right hand taken. And, like, he fucking joked about it. Like, man, like, it's just, you know, I don't.
And learning about the third movie and how unhinged Wesley Snipes was, because that's how his greatest rise to fame was Blade. This motherfucker was outright racist to solely Ryan Reynolds, because Ryan Reynolds, he doesn't turn off being Ryan Reynolds. He's not an in-depth actor to that degree. He's done some really good like rom-coms and shit where he wasn't really Ryan Reynolds. But Hannibal Kane was Ryan Reynolds, was Deadpool, was Wade Wilson. Like,
yeah.
He annoyed Wesley Snipes so bad that he had to stay high throughout the whole fucking movie just to get through it.
Well, I mean, and my biggest beef with Blade 3 is because it was essentially the Hannibal and whatever Jessica Biel's character name was at the time. It was just essentially their story, and Blade was kind of like an afterthought, which I felt was disrespectful, but whatever. If they would have just kept it with Hannibal and Ogre, I'd have been fine with that too.
Yeah, because I think like they're trying to show that Blade isn't really alone, even though he's a lone wolf.
Right.
Because I mean, he didn't really open up to their organization until Ryan Reynolds said, "Whistler!" And he's like, "What? Daddy?" But I guess, like, he... Even Wesley Snipes was like, "Oh, yeah, I want to have a sex scene with Jessica Biel."
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
And, well, the director's like, "There's no significance to this sex scene." Into...
I'm like, "There don't need to be. Just shoot it."
That's pretty much what he was saying. He's like, "There doesn't need to be. It's Jessica Biel. I want to fuck her." Like, and she wasn't for it. She's like, "I don't see the significance. I know I'm a baddie. It's not happening."
So, they canceled. They canceled the new Blade.
He'll never grace that list.
Fair enough.
From those top tier rankers.
Yeah, it's just fucking god tier. Yeah. Insulting their tiers. So if tears. This, yeah, right. That's called a play on words, people. So if this new Blade is indeed canceled, I wonder if, when and how they would introduce Blade. Would it be through like a Howling Commandos type situation, team up?
If they do another Morbius.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because I mean, that was the segue.
They might as well put Morbius in the top 10 with this bullshit list.
Dude, for real.
And I ain't even watched it yet. I'm going to watch it this weekend just to see. I'll watch it this weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to rewatch it. I've watched it before, but I didn't watch it like all the way through. It was just like, it was on while I was doing shit.
Because movies that people shit on, like i.e. Captain Marvel, the X-Men Dark Phoenix, or whatever the fuck it was called. I'm like, when I finally watched it when it was on HBO, I'm like, I don't understand why y'all hated this so much.
From like, what I understand, people didn't like Brie Larson because of how pompous she was acting as Captain Marvel. I'm like, that's Captain Marvel. Like, she knows she's the shit. She knows she's stupid powerful. She made the difference in the Infinity War. Like, in Endgame, like, she was the difference.
Yeah.
And each time that Thanos was killed, who was the one holding him back? Captain fucking Marvel.
Yeah.
She made Rogue dope. Like,
yeah. Like, which, side note, did you see the backlash during Halloween when Keke Palmer dressed up as Rogue?
So fucking sexy. My God.
And then did you hear, I didn't know this about the creator of Rogue, but
we talked about it on the last episode.
Yeah, it's so dope. I'm just like,
this was intended.
Yeah. I was like,
she was always,
I wanted Keke Palmer as fucking Storm when they finally reset that fucking universe, but now I want her as Rogue.
Yeah.
Like, Keke Palmer is puberty done right.
Yeah.
Because she...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen Hustlers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I watched it for Constance Wu because that's my Asian crush.
Fair enough.
In Hollywood. Oh, dude, I think she's so fucking gorgeous.
Fair fucking enough.
And then Jennifer Lopez. I was like, God damn, woman, you're in your 50s? Fuck.
Yeah.
Keeping it tight, mommy. I dig it.
She's like Mariah Carey. She's got like millions of dollars insured to her legs and shit. And she got wedding rings like Thanos.
Yeah. God damn, she does.
She's got 6 wedding rings.
Damn, that's fucked up. Good job. She's on that Liz Taylor shit. But back to Hollywood Reporter, you fucking idiots. Y'all could have gave me way less money than y'all paid them to make a better list.
Oh, dude, man. I'll be your ranker.
Yeah.
We at Log In will do all the medias. DC,
yep.
Marvel,
yep.
We even do X-Men.
And because...
anime, fucking webtoons. We'll get China superheroes in on this. Like, I don't care.
And I pride myself on trying to be as unbiased as possible because I love Captain America. That's one of my favorite superheroes.
The only one he won't budge on is Scott Summers.
I refuse. Yeah. Like, y'all not going to besmirch him. It's just not going to happen. You hear that, Valkyrie? You fucker. Whoever you are.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm trying a game with him this weekend. We're going to get on the mic. That way you can fucking beat him.
What do y'all play?
He plays Dead by Daylight. That's a fun fucking game.
Dead by Daylight is fun. I'd have to re-download it.
Me too.
I just been on God of War. And
understandably so.
And now I ain't got the overtime. Like, I can actually fucking play this shit. It's me, Tyr, and fucking Atreus right now going through some shit. Well, no, Tyr just went back to Sindri's house. And so it's me and Atreus and this fucking... Fuck. And...
You can at least get in the chat room with us.
I was talking to Sterling about it, and he was like, oh, man, how far are you? And I told him, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm further than you. I'm like, did you put it on its hardest level? He was like, no. I'm like, well, I did.
I thought you weren't going to do that.
No, I did, because I just like.
I get it.
I was like.
You said I was going to do it in the normal fucking mode, in case there aren't fucking Valkyries. I mean, there's Freya, but I mean.
Freya didn't even fuck with these. Like, Atreus goes to see Freya by itself. And they just have a conversation, and then she threatens him, like, don't come back. No fight. Thor, on the other hand. Not yet. But Thor. Oh, my fucking God. That dude is a problem. And then when I was going to rescue Tyr from his imprisonment from Odin, I went into this room in the mountain, and I forgot what the fuck it was called. This some bitch just comes up through the floor. I thought it was just a regular, like, type. No. This motherfucker was beating the brakes off me. Maya was watching me. She goes, you just need to get good at gaming. I was looking at her.
I fucking love her.
Dude, I just looked at her. I was like, I will fucking strangle you. Like, get the fuck away from me.
I will hit you like a grown ass man you are.
Like, dude, like, that fucking thing was tearing me up. But then I figured out the cheat code. I had to get up on that platform and hit him before he came up. Just back up and then I was running. Like, yeah, fuck the dodges, run. Fuck the parries, just run. Fuck, that game is so good, but that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, no, but we'll post the fucking link so y'all can cry with us.
You know, we should put a poll up for everybody's top 10. Give us your top 10. I want to see your personal top 10.
I might be able to do that even in the Discord.
Yeah.
We can definitely do it on Facebook.
Yeah, and like I want to see, at bare minimum, top fives, because there is... no fucking way.
Yeah, let's do top 5.
No fuck. I don't think anybody would put Avengers number 1 for real.
Nobody actually watches these fucking shows.
Like, it just,
the math isn't mathing
at all. At all. Like, it's just none of that. Blade in the 50s? I could see Blade being in the 50s. If there were,
he means two, ranked 50s, not like in the 1950s.
Yeah, ranked in the 50s. I could see that happening in like fucking 60 years when 50 more Marvel movies have came out.
Right, was like phase fucking 12.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I could see it then being in the low 50s. I get that, but shit.
Yeah, no, it's the first movies of different Marvel movies shouldn't be in the top 10 just because they were the first ones. It's just.
Yeah.
That's stupid. You go off of, like, if it was actually good, not if it set the fucking bar, because Blade already set the fucking bar.
Like, he opened it up. And then Spider-Man 1 was the most blatant superhero because he donned a fucking suit. He had superpowers. Like, it was the most popular Marvel movie they could, hero that they can come up with. And then Iron Man, the first one, was when they actually had their own fucking studio. Marvel Studios.
Yep, that's actually the official birth of the MCU. But Blade is the foundation for literally everything in the MCU. It was dark. Mm-hmm. It was action. It was supernatural. It was witty.
It was Image before
Marvel
became big.
It was all that shit. Like, it had the darkness of like a New Mutants. The wittiness of literally the entire MCU. Fucking action of like a Captain America Winter Soldier type shit.
Yeah.
Slash vampire hunting. The supernatural element with the fucking vampires. Like, what the fuck else more do you want? Like, how did you put that at 50 fucking 3?
Yeah, no, it's, we got problems.
You know what? I don't like to say I hate people I've never met, but I hate those three.
Yeah, all three of them. Like, explain why you committed this crime.
to quote Silky Johnson from the Player Haters Ball, I hope all bad things in life happen to only you three. God damn, dude, that is such a fucking terrible list.
Yeah, and on that note,
yeah,
log out.
Log out. God damn it.